that is all I need to make the call. Give me 15, give me 15, give me 15 minutes. Women are so simple after all. In the time it takes to walk around the bar, I can have you scheduled for electroshock. So give me 15, give me 15, give me 15 minutes. Maybe you're unhappy or depressed. With only 15, only 15, only 15, I can diagnose before you get guess you really have to have a special touch. Of course it helps if you don't really care that much. Ladies, can you hear me? You're coming here looking like some hippie chick, some Bolshevik. It doesn't even fit. There's a couple boxes, self-appointed foxes, put the chickens in. You're feminine, you're crazy. Give me 15, give me 15, give me 15. I'll evaluate a lady at a glance. With only 15, only 15, only 15. Committed for the crime of lacking pants. Women who complain about the time they're seen sing a different tune when they're on tour.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 582. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from Amy Mann. I played Give Me 15 from her new album, Queens of the Summer Hotel. Came out November 5th on Super Ego Records. Originally written as the soundtrack for a musical adaptation of Girl Interrupted. I'm not sure if that performance ever happened. I think COVID may have eaten part of that. And Amy just released that as an album instead, and I'm glad she did. It's a fantastic record. I love everything she does, and this is just a very ornate and perfect chamber pop record. Some dark subject matter, if you're familiar with the Girl Interrupted book. So trigger warnings for incest, self-harm, etc. So it's not an uplifting record, but it is a very, very good one. I've got lots of music for you this week, and it's a wide assortment. I'm going to start here with a cute little set. This one's The Tubbs. The song is called Illusion.
Sometimes I can't see myself when I look into the mirror. When I look into the mirror, sometimes all I see is an empty space. Sometimes I can't see myself.
I don't think I've played a better three-song set all year long. Hope you enjoyed that one. I know I did. I might go back and just play it again right now. We ended there with Fur from Brighton in the UK. The song is called She's the Warmest Color in My Mind, and that's on the When You Walk Away album, came out last week, November 5th, on 777 Records. Before that, Nick Frater with the song It's All Rumors. That's on his album Earworms, which comes out this week, November 19th, on Big Stir Records, that band based out of Croydon in the UK. And then we started there with a track from The Tubbs. The song is Illusion. It's on a four-song EP called Names, which came out July of this year on Prefect Records, or I think Trouble in Mind in the US may have had something to do with it, helping out that London band. All those are just fantastic releases. Find them all. You're going to really want to pick those up. Otherwise, you're probably listening to the wrong podcast. Well, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works, though. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully, I make good choices, make good podcasts, and keep you coming back week after week. We're going to continue here with the UK theme, a band from Swansea and Wells. This is Swansea Sound.
Rocking again. Where are my stages? come to Jake's house. Maybe hang out by the pool. We can order up some takeout with a side of makeout. If you came by, that would be cool. Cause it's Saturday, Saturday, Saturday. Or just any day, any day, every day. Yeah, I think you're really cute. Where we're going, we don't need swimsuits. Let's go.
Take over your
a warning there from Danny Vapid and the Cheats. The song's called Robots. It's on the album Escape Velocity, which came out November 5th. I think that's just self-released, digital-only, Bandcamp sort of thing, which seems odd. That seems like it should get a full release. Danny Vapid, of course, based out of Chicago for years and years with Screeching Weasel, and maybe that's why that song sounds like Green Day, because Green Day sounded like Screeching Weasel. Before that, we heard from LAX's with the song Skinny Dipping. That's on the album Get Some, which came out August 20th of this year on Black Rainbow Records. I can't find any sign that that one's available physically either. And again, a really, really good record. Hopefully that'll find a physical release. Until then, you can find it on Bandcamp. And then we started that set off there with Swansea Sound with the song Freedom of Speech. That's on the band's album Live at the Rum Puncheon. That is coming out November 19th, so this week, on the band's own Skip Rex Records. Or in the U.S., you can get that on Happy Happy Birthday to Me. Anyway, some really good records this week. Hope you enjoyed them, but I am out of time. So let me wrap things up by letting you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 582. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media site like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. Some interesting things coming up. On the 15th, we've got Julian Baker at the Granada, or Cloud Nothings at the Record Bar. On the 16th, Teenage Bottle Rocket is coming to Record Bar. On the 19th, Daniel Gum is playing a show at the Brick. On the 20th, Bodines are coming to Knuckleheads. On the 21st, Anxious is at Record Bar. And 23rd, Tiny Moving Parts are at Record Bar. On the 27th, we have Frog Pond at the Record Bar for a big reunion show. Releasing their new record and, I don't know, releasing their new lineup, I guess, on us. On the 29th, Baroness is at Bottleneck. Into December, the 3rd, we've got Shervon at the Replay. I don't know, let's not talk much about December. We've got November to worry about, right? Also on the website, only a couple of new things there. There are photos and video out there of the Oxford Remedy, Major Matt Mason, Cracks, and Cave show that happened at the Mini Bar a few weeks ago. And I'll have more up there, I guess, by the time that you listen to this podcast. All right, I do have time for one more. We're going to play a track by Arab Strap. The song is The First Big Weekend. It was the band's first single. It also appears on the band's debut album, The Week Never Starts Around Here, originally released in 1996. I picked up a 2-CD version that came out in 2010 on Chemical Underground. That second CD containing a pill session and a live set. In fact, the band's very first live set. But I hear it's also been re-released in the last month or so as a 2-LP set, including all of those bonus tracks. The LP itself is a little slapdash, a little less put together. Kind of proving the rule, right? And for me, everyone says like the band's first album is their best album, and it usually is, but it's not so with Arab Strap. The band's last album, I think, is their best album, but this first one is fun, and it's definitely a good listen to, especially if you like distorted drum machines. So we're going to leave it here. One track left. It's Arab Strap. It's The First Big Weekend. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
So that was The First Big Weekend of the summer. Starts Thursday as usual with a canteen quiz. And again, no one wins a big cash prize. Later, I do my sound bloke routine by approaching Gina's new boyfriend to say that he shouldn't feel there's any animosity between us, and then even go and make peace with her. Shouldn't have bothered. Then on Friday night, we went through to the Arches. There was only one car going, so someone had to get the train. We got through quite late, and we went to a pub to take the gear. There was no problems getting in, we saw others waiting down the front of the queue, so we skipped in. It was a good night, everyone was nutted, and I ended up dancing with some blonde girl. I thought she had been quite pretty until last night when Matthew informed me she had in fact been a pig. When the club finished, we wandered the streets for a while until we got to this 24-hour cafe. I didn't like look at it, so we left and got a taxi back to Morag's flat. I couldn't sleep, so I sat about drinking someone else's strawberry tonic wine and tried to keep everyone else up. Then at 10 o'clock, went in, slit right through. I winked to find the English on 1-2-0. Then went to get the train home, had a few in the station bar. We had some stuff left for the previous night's supplies, so we got home, we decided to go down to John's Indie Disco. Same story as Friday, lots of hugging, lots of dancing, etc, etc. We couldn't sleep again, so we went to the park to look at the tomb, taking a detour through the play park. To get in, we had to climb over a 10-foot steel fence, which resulted in severe bruising of our hands, legs and groins. But we had a good laugh on the stuff, especially the tube slide, which probably doubles up as a urinal for drunk teens. Then we walked through the woods to look at the tomb. It was a big disappointment, but the mist on the lake was cool. Sunday afternoon we go up to John's with a lot of beer and time to watch The Simpsons. It was a really good episode about love always ended in tragedy, except of course for Marge and Homer. I was quite moving at the end, and to tell you the truth, my eyes were a bit damp. Then we watched these young girls in swimsuits have a water fight in the street. Even as that. We went up the pub about 10, it was busy for a Sunday night. Lots of people we know, including my first ever girlfriend. And I still find very attractive, quite frankly, but I didn't really speak to her. She's probably still a bitch anyway. My friend Gillian was there. I had a chat with her, she was still quite pleasant. At the same time, I watched Malcolm make some terrible attempt to try and chat up a girl we know called Jo. He made some remark about a skirt that was barely there the previous night or something. I couldn't sleep again that night. Thanks to some seriously disturbing nightmares. Matthew said I should cut down on the cheese.
Waited for a weekend, it lasted forever. You're high with your friends, it's especially summer. Waited for the weekend, it lasted forever. You're high with your friends, it's especially summer. Waited for the weekend, it lasted forever. You're high with your friends, it's especially summer.
Summer.
High with our friends, it's officially summer.